We've probably all done it. You're listening to some pop song and like what you hear, or even just remember a song from your youth, and you Google the lyrics.
I got my eyes on you. You're everything that I see. I won't show high love and emotion. Endlessly, I can't get.
Google gets millions of lyric searches every day. You end up at Rap Genius or Lyrics Freak or one of the other hundreds of sites seeking your clicks and eyeballs. This week, the National Music Publishers Association, the NMPA, took action against those sites, saying they, quote, engage in blatantly illegal behavior which significantly impacts songwriters' ability to make a living. What they mean is the song lyric sites are making money from advertising and the musicians aren't. The NMPA sent cease and desist notices to the 50 most popular sites, a list they got from David Lowry. Lowry is a musician, a founder of the 80s band Camper Van Beethoven and the 90s band Cracker, who has become maybe the foremost advocate for songwriters' rights in the digital age. David Lowry, welcome back to Studio 360.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
When we talked before some months ago, I totally understand and understood why you're upset about sites like Pandora paying artists pittances for playing their music. I'm not sure I understand what's wrong with fans just finding and reading the lyrics on third-party sites.
Well, the music publishing business, which is the song in abstract, had kind of made an effort to go around and license a bunch of these sites and basically bring them from being gray market sites into being legitimate sites. So a lot of the sites are licensed. And they don't generate a huge amount of revenue for me personally, but I just like to know that somebody went out there and asked permission and that there is some sort of legitimate scheme for monetizing like my work as a songwriter in the digital age when it clearly is valuable.
Right. I'm glad we talked. I had no idea there were legitimate lyric sites and ones that were just hot-dogging and not having any deals. I thought they were all that way. So that's an important point.
Yeah, and this was kind of the quiet little success story of the music business in, you know, sort of post Napster, was to get most of the most popular lyric sites into a licensed system.
Apart from they should all be part of this legitimate system, in your view, it helps music generally and artists generally by encouraging fan interest in, what was that line? I don't quite understand it in the song. Let me look it up. That's a good thing, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's many different levels of engagement, you know, and that's one important one, is what exactly is the artist saying, and the fan being able to sort of figure that out and engage on another level with the artist.
And the National Music Publishers Association and you want what? The
license. They just pay, they just get in the system.
Right.
There's at least three agencies that can license them. As a songwriter, that's what I would like to see, is not for these sites to go away, but just for them, if they're generating revenue, if they're getting investments from large venture capital companies,
right,
they should be licensed.
And this is not, I mean, if this comes to pass, it's not going to make anybody not only not rich, the financial impact, it seems, wouldn't be great. It's more the principle of the thing, yeah?
Everything I've done as an artist rights advocate is not just about the principles for songwriters, but for anybody who generates content.
Right.
We're all in the same boat. We all need to be asked permission for the use of our content. Otherwise, we're going to end up in a world that we will not like.
Yep.
And your Instagram photos are the same as my song lyrics, and permission is the basis of civilization, is what I like to say.
David Lowry, thank you very much.
All right.
David Lowry has written songs for the bands Cracker and Camper Van Beethoven, and he also runs The Tricordist, a blog that advocates for musicians' rights in the digital age. So what do you think? Should musicians be making a little money from Google searches for their lyrics? Leave us a comment at studio360.org.
Everything is free now. That's what they say. Everything I ever did.